This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
The Norwegian-American composer Ola Jalo is one of the most in-demand composers alive today. His music performed by major ensembles, including the Choir of King's College Cambridge and the Phoenix Chorale. His newest album is called Winter Songs, and it features original compositions and his new arrangements of some Christmas favorites. We caught up with Ola Jalo at a studio in New York to ask him about some of the music on this new album. Ola Jalo, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Now, this new album includes your own arrangements of several Christmas classics, including The Holly and the Ivy and Silent Night. So how on earth do you choose which Christmas songs you're going to arrange?
That was actually a mix of me and the choir that commissioned them. They were originally commissioned by a Norwegian choir for an album that they were doing. And so they hired two composers to arrange the carols, and I was chosen to arrange the English carols. And so it was a mix of what they wanted and which ones are my favorites. The Silent Night one is a little bit different because it was not a choral arrangement. It was just me improvising around it on the piano. So that one is sort of a in-the-moment, a free kind of improvisation that I love to do.
And since these pieces are so well known, what do you do to try to make your settings unique or new?
Yeah, that is the challenge, because there are so many wonderful arrangements of all of them, since these are all kind of well-known carols. I just try to kind of make them find kind of a unique interpretation of all of them, and really kind of made a point of making them different than what's sort of common. And part of it is kind of harmonizing it differently, like the Away in the Manger arrangement, for example. I try to sort of make it more melancholic, maybe, than sort of joyful, or things like that, and just try different kind of underpinnings, like rhythms and stuff like that. But it's definitely a challenge because there are just so many wonderful arrangements of those tunes already.
Well, let's listen to your setting of Away in a Manger from the new album.
Thank you.
That was Away in a Manger, a new arrangement of the Christmas Carol by composer Ola Yalo. And Ola Yalo joins us today to talk about his new album called Winter Songs. And Ola, the texts that you set on this album, they come from a variety of authors. It includes like Emily Bronte and Hildegard of Bingen. How do you go about choosing which text you're going to set?
It's pretty, there's no kind of method to it, really. It's more just whatever inspires me and that kind of lights a spark, which could be really from any source. I use, you know, from everything from Latin sacred texts to, as you said, like Emily Bronte and Hildegard and I also I love to use new texts. I have a frequent collaborator, Charles Anthony Silvestri, who will write new texts for me sometimes for commissions, and that's one of my favorite things is to have something new written, especially for that piece, so that you can really kind of shape it together and make it a kind of a brand new thing. So one of the two of the tracks on the album is he wrote the text for Wintertide and another piece called Across the Vast Eternal Sky.
When you approach him to write a text for you, do you have something specific in mind?
Yes, I always give him like a theme or often kind of specific, pretty specific sort of ideas. And then he's also very... nice in that he's malleable and lets me kind of suggest tweaks and stuff to the text, which is amazing as a composer to get to mold the text to the music a little bit because it's being written for that specific piece. So that's kind of ideal.
Let's listen to Wintertide, a Norwegian folk song with new English language lyrics by Tony Silvestri and music by Ola Yalo.
Thank you.
Wintertide, a traditional Norwegian folk song with new English language lyrics by Tony Silvestri and music of Ola Yelo. Music from his new album called Winter Songs. Ola Yelo is joining us here at Interlaken Public Radio to talk about this new album. And there are a few purely instrumental pieces on this album as well. And I noticed they have pretty succinct titles like Home and Snow. So how do you determine what the name of the piece is going to be?
It's usually something I actually put on the pieces after they're written. So because most of the time they sort of, I don't really know where inspiration comes from, or it kind of comes from nowhere, and I just sit down and start playing around with themes and ideas, and then something starts to sort of crystallize. So the titles I usually, especially in instrumental pieces, I kind of, you know, listen to the piece after it's done, and at that point I kind of listen for what does it make me think of, what does it remind me of, like, and that, you know, one of those pieces, First Snow, just kind of reminds me of, made me think of First Snow, of like of snow falling and that kind of peacefulness that comes with that, and Home, of course, just makes me think of a feeling of home, of being, you know, where I belong in a way. So yeah, those are all kind of put on there after the fact, in a way.
So the music comes first, and then the title comes later.
Yeah, usually it does for my instrumental works.
And you're the pianist on every track on this album.
That's right.
Do you prefer to play your own music?
I do, yeah. I always play the piano parts in my own on my own recordings, at least. Yeah, that's always been my instrument, and I've never been a conductor. I just always wanted to play the piano. That's what I love, and I grew up with, and started playing the piano when I was very little, maybe 5 years old or so, and so that's, other than composing, that's my other love in music, and I love playing the piano, and also I love improvising, which is something I've always done.
What's it like turning your compositions over to a group of musicians to perform?
Oh, I love it. It's always exciting. In this case, such as on this recording, is a little bit different because I'm there, and so I get to sort of to shape the performance in the way that I want it, specifically for the album. And even, you know, after the recording is done, we still have a lot of different versions and different takes, so we can edit between that and make it just kind of the real ideal expression of each piece that I'm looking for. So that's a very hands-on experience, you know. But other times I get to listen to other people perform my music, which is kind of equally exciting because they'll bring new things to the performance that I often didn't think of, or that's maybe even better than I thought of, or things like that. So that's also very exciting, I think.
So do you ever make changes to the piece that you've written once you've heard it performed a certain way?
Every time, pretty much. it's there's always something after the first performance that I change. Even sometimes it's changing or cutting a whole little section, or adding something, or it could be as small as just changing the tempo a little bit, or you know, dynamics, stuff like that. But it's usually there's always something that I change a little bit after I've heard it.
Well, let's listen to one more piece on the album. What should we listen to?
Let's listen to the first track on the album, maybe, called "The Rose."
Okay, here's "The Rose," music of Ola Yelo.
Thank you.
That was The Rose, music of Ola Yelo from the new album Winter Songs. Ola, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today here at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.